from KALW, this is Sights and Sounds Picks, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is Ashley Smiley, program coordinator for the African American Art and Culture Complex in San Francisco. But we all know her as Smiley. Hey, Smiley.
Hi.
The African American Art and Culture Complex is closing for a few years because their building will undergo a seismic renovation. But they will continue programming until the end of October of this year. And so one of their upcoming events is the musical Schoolhouse Rock Live Junior. And it's inspired by the old school Schoolhouse Rock TV show that taught us kids back in the day lessons about grammar and history and civics. And in this musical, you'll see live performances inspired from the show. So check out Schoolhouse Rock Live Junior at the Burial Clay Theater in San Francisco on August 1st. That sounds like such a cool event. But right now, we're going to hear Smiley's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay Area. First up is the San Francisco Aerial Arts Festival at the Fort Mason Center for Arts and Culture. It's a three-day celebration filled with aerial performances and film screenings. Through aerial, artists will tell stories while showing the perseverance of the human body and spirit. Oh, that sounds so nice. You'll see many forms of aerial artistry, such as dance and circus. Smiley, aerial is one of my favorite art forms. Tell us more about why you picked this one.
Similar to you, I love seeing people fly. And I am always amazed by the work that Zacco Dance Theater Company and just their visionary leader, Joanna Hygood, are always able to create.
Yes.
In terms of their new work, but also remembering that this kind of play happens in San Francisco, right? Like, people are flying, you got circus, you got tumbling, you got contortion, you have film screenings, and you see all of what the human body is capable of. I just think it's really beautiful to see folks fly.
That's the San Francisco Aerial Arts Festival at the Fort Mason Center for Arts and Culture, and it's happening from August 7th to the 9th. Smiley, your next pick is Fillmore After Dark's Hot August Nights in San Francisco. For one evening, the Fillmore neighborhood transforms into a night market, and there'll be live music, food, local vendors selling merchandise, and other fun activities to check out. Now, and it's going to be stuff there for kids as well. And the purpose of this event is to celebrate the rich culture of the Fillmore. Smiley, I saw pictures of this from years prior, and it's really, really cool. Tell us more. What can folks expect?
Well, you know, ain't no party like a Fillmore party, because a Fillmore party don't stop.
Hey.
And what I really loved is these night markets help bring out our local vendors and our entrepreneurs, puts money into the pockets of our local businesses, so you can get some mini bells, you can get some Miyako ice cream. It's always fun activities, but then also the performances are so much fun.
That's Fillmore After Dark's Hot August Night in San Francisco on August 21st, and it's free. And your final pick, Smiley, is San Francisco Black Pride. In 2025, Bay Area artist Lunchbox posted a question on Instagram. Why doesn't San Francisco have its own Black Pride? And within 24 hours, many queer Black artists and organizers responded with an interest to make this happen. Fast forward to today, and San Francisco Black Pride is getting ready for its second year. It's become a week where Black LGBTQ plus voices are centered and celebrated. Smiley, I did not know there was a Black Pride. Tell us more. I had no idea.
You know, I really love the work that Lunchbox has done in terms of creating this ability and this space to highlight Black LGBTQ culture. I always feel like during Pride celebrations, even in the city or in other conversations, the Black community is alluded to, but it is not actually centered. And even when talking about how Pride came about, Black people are not actually centered in that conversation the way that they should be. So I just love, especially now that there's 6 days, that they're going to be able to really center and talk about it and make some stuff happen.
That's the San Francisco Black Pride from August 24th to the 30th. I've been speaking with Ashley Smiley, program coordinator for the African American Art and Culture Complex in San Francisco. Watch Schoolhouse Rock Live Jr. at the Burial Clay Theater in San Francisco on August 1st. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org. And for more arts coverage, listen to my program, The Sights and Sounds Show with Janae Darden, and catch that every Wednesday, 4 p.m. on KALW. And make sure to subscribe to all of our Sights and Sounds shows, which are available on the NPR app, the KALW app, and wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds Picks was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by James Rowlands. I'm Janae Darden.